Well, you know, there is good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Rocking on a rolling, smishing and a splashing over the horizon, what can it be?
The pilgrims sail the sea to find a place to call their own. In their ship they flower, they hope to find a better home. They finally knocked on Plymouth Rock, and someone said, we're there. It may not look like home, but at this point I don't care. Oh, they were missing Mother England. They swore their loyalty until the very end. Anything you say, King, it's okay, King. You know it's kind of scary on your own. Gonna build a new land the way we planned. Could you help us run it till it's grown? Planted corn, you know, they built their houses one by one. And bit by bit they worked until the colonies were done. They looked around, yeah, up and down, and someone said, hooray! If the king could only see us now, he would be proud of us today. They knew that now they'd run their own land. But George III still vowed he'd rule them to the end. Anything I say, do it my way now. Anything I say, do it my way. Don't you get to feeling independent, 'cause I'm gonna force you to obey. He taxed their property, he didn't give them any choice. And back in England, he didn't give them any voice. That's called taxation without representation, and it's not fair. But when the colonies complained, the king said, I don't care. He even has the nerve to tax our cup of tea. To put it kindly, king, we really don't agree. Gonna show you how we feel, we're gonna dump this tea. Turn this harbor into the biggest cup of tea in history. They wanted no more Mother England. They knew the time had come for them to take command. It's very clear you're being unfair, King. No matter what you say, we won't obey. Gonna hold a revolution now, King, and we're gonna run it all away with no more king.
We're gonna elect a president.
No more king.
He's gonna do what the people want.
No more king.
We're gonna run things our way.
No more king.
Nobody's gonna tell us what to do.
Rocking and a rolling, swishing and a splashing over the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be a free country.
CNN tip line.
I'd like to pledge a story. Crap!
It's all right. Let's let Don Jr. try it again.
You aren't a man's man.
Stop throwing shade, you.
I'm not calling for violence against the media, but their skulls are full of candy.
Donald Trump's sperm would impregnate a block of gypsum.
Why did I even want this job?
Oh, yeah, Obama made fun of me once.
Today, in case you didn't know, is a bigly day for our president. Today is Donald Trump's 500th day in office, which I have to say, it feels like only yesterday that it was Trump's 1,000th day in office. So today marks Trump's 500th day in office.
Congratulations, we've made it through the first trimester of his presidency. But for some reason, my nausea hasn't gone away. You know what else isn't going away? The Mueller investigation. No matter no matter how hard Trump tries. And this morning, he added a new wrinkle, tweeting, "As has been stated by numerous legal scholars, I have the absolute right to pardon myself. But why would I do that when I have done nothing wrong?" Ooh, ooh, I love riddles. I know this one. It's because if you bring the grain over the river first, the fox will collude with the Russians to get the chicken. But why are you bringing it up if you're not going to do it? That's like a surgeon saying, "It's just a routine appendectomy. Also, I could kill you at any time." But why would I do that? Okay, now count backwards from 10. And evidently, Trump's lawyers agree with him. The New York Times obtained a confidential 20-page letter from Trump's attorneys to Robert Mueller, claiming he can't be prosecuted for obstruction of justice because the Constitution powers him to, if he wished, terminate the inquiry or even exercise his power to pardon.
Pardon me.
Does the White House believe that the president has the power to pardon himself?
I don't know. I don't think we haven't even really looked into that. I don't know. I've talked to Jay Sekulow about that because he's a scholar. And, you know, I took constitutional law from Larry Tribe. And if Professor Tribe's listening, I know he doesn't like the president, but I did get an A minus.
Can the president pardon himself? It's the hottest, one of the hottest questions in legal circles right now. President Trump arguing that he has complete power to do so, while constitutional law professor Lawrence Tribe and others argue that his power would fall short.
I think he may be able to pardon himself, but I want to hasten to add, I think that is auto impeachment. I mean, under the Constitution, it says the president has the power to grant reprieves and pardons except in the cases of impeachment, which basically means that if Congress wants to, if the House wants to impeach a president and the Senate votes to convict, a pardon will not save you. I think a president who pardons himself basically is saying, I have committed a crime, and that is the justification for impeachment and conviction and removal from office.
Pardon me.
We are unfortunately witnessing a constitutional crisis. It's incumbent on Republicans in Congress to use every single constitutional tool we have to defend the rule of law, to rein in a president so that the president does not become an unaccountable monarch.
What's interesting here is that, you know, on this issue when Rudy Giuliani said that Trump could pardon himself, you know, there's been reaction from Republicans in Congress. The Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said Trump should get a new lawyer if that's what Giuliani is telling him. And Senator Ted Cruz, just a few moments ago, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but I got to play it for you. You know, he's a constitutional expert, right? Constitutional lawyer. You know, this is Ted Cruz we're talking about here. He's asked explicitly whether the president could pardon himself, and I just have to play you the exchange, David.
To assess.
Senator, the president says he can pardon himself. Would you agree with that?
That is not a constitutional issue I've studied, so I will withhold judgment at this point.
There is no way that any man in this country can make and establish the case that everything in the White House, that everything the White House touched was corroded, and I think that does a grave disservice to this country even to state it.
No one will be above the law. In a Trump administration, we will have one set of rules for everyone. In Hillary Clinton's world, we have one set of rules for her and another set of rules for everybody else. I will never lie to you. I will never put any other interest before you. And I will never, ever stop fighting for you.
Now, in complete control of the government, I made no campaign promises because until a few weeks ago, I had no hope of being elected. The working man, and the slum child know they can expect my best efforts in their interests. The decent, ordinary citizens know that I'll do everything in my power to protect the underprivileged, the underpaid, and the underfed. Now, if I weren't too busy arranging to keep them.
We've seen repeated instances of indifference to the rule of law on the part of this administration. It's a consistent and worrisome pattern.
Does the president have the power to pardon himself?
I don't have any comment on that issue.
This notion of self-pardoning seems to me it would put the president above the law. So when he jokingly uses an example of shooting somebody on Fifth Avenue,
where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
That would put him out of the reach of a murder charge.
I don't think you need to be a lawyer to figure out that this does not add up.
All of the Watergate litigation resolved the fact that the president is not above the law, is not able to avoid subpoenas, and the president has a right like anyone else to go before a judge and say, this is being done for an improper purpose, this is being done for purposes of harassment. If a judge agrees with that, fine. But if a judge doesn't, then you have to testify.
There's a fundamental tenet of our democracy, which is that no person can be the judge of his own case. And therefore, that is what really runs through the Constitution. And that will ultimately be the sort of saving grace for our nation if someone like President Trump were to actually try to pardon himself. I think the much bigger and more realistic risk is that he does try to pardon either co-conspirators or family members, and that he uses his pardon power for what many would perceive to be improper personal purposes. And that's going to be a tougher question that most likely the Congress would have to deal with, or perhaps Robert Mueller, depending on his view of the law.
The most breathtaking claim to my eyes in the letter is that claim that the president basically cannot be investigated for obstruction of justice, that he can terminate an investigation at any time for any reason, any time for any reason.
I think that, look, when you argue the broadest possible point. We don't have to go there.
Well, you do go there.
Well, I didn't. I wasn't there then. I'd save that as the last argument. I think the stronger argument is he didn't. How about he didn't? I mean, firing an employee when you know that another employee is going to come in and take that job and further the investigation cannot possibly be obstructing the investigation. He said that to Lester Holt when he was interviewed within days of doing it.
He made a recommendation, but regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey, knowing there was no good time to do it. And in fact, when I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story.
So you've got a contemporaneous statement of his intent. So how's that obstruction?
Matt, about the Times exclusive this weekend, about this once secret legal memorandum, a lot of legal experts were surprised at the reasoning in it. A lot of civilians were surprised that we have this latest version of events on just the Donald Trump Jr. statement from a traveling Air Force One coming back from a summit.
Yeah, and the argument that I think is the real heart of this is, and you touched on it, Brian, at the top of the show, is that the president can't possibly obstruct justice because the power of the Justice Department and the power of these investigators is all derived from the executive, and the president is the executive. So how could he obstruct himself? And it's a remarkable argument. It's a novel argument. And frankly, it's one that has been building for 16 years. The two post-9/11 presidencies have asserted more and more executive power and had carved out greater authority for themselves. And this sort of unitary theory of the executive branch has really become codified in the thinking of the West Wing, and I'm not sure it matters who's in power these days. And that seems to be the go-to theory. I don't know where the limit of this is. Our reading of a plain text reading of the memo would suggest that the president can never ever do anything to obstruct justice. I mean, can he offer to pay the FBI director $1 million to shut off an investigation? I mean, I don't know where the limitations on this are.
But even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked.
This is not a question of whether or not we are for or against any certain policy. This comes down to a much more fundamental question. It is about the integrity of our Constitution.
Our Constitution is being systematically violated and ignored, treated as an outdated document by this president.
The president had said before that he's not king and he's not an emperor, but he's sure acting like one.
Trump's lawyers are arguing that as president, Trump has the power to kill all investigations into himself for any reason. Essentially, that the president is above the law, which makes sense. I mean, we all remember when the founders were like, you know what America needs? A king. Yeah.
No more king, we're gonna run our things our own way. Gonna run our things our own way. Gonna run it into the ground. Run our things our own way. Gonna run our things our own way. Gonna run our things our own way. Gonna run it into the ground.
And Bob Costa, a simple question for you. Is this White House, in your view, playing offense or defense right now?
They're playing both, because publicly you see them playing offense. They're trying to question the credibility of the Mueller investigation. But inside of this White House, with Emmett Flood now there, trying to come up with a strategy for a potential subpoena battle, how does the presidency respond? Giuliani and his associates working privately with the Mueller team to talk through the parameters of a possible interview. You see them playing defense where it really matters. What happens with a subpoena, with an interview? But of course, when it comes to the public war, the weapons are out.
I beg your pardon.
Okay, in the memo, Trump's lawyers also argue the president should have to sit down for an interview with Mueller because having him testify demeans the office of the president before the world. Adding, now if you'll excuse us, the president has to go get spanked by a porn star while watching his shark stories. They're dangerous. That's true. That's a true poll. That was in the New York Times. It looked like that was in the New York Times. Trump's ability to pardon himself was defended yesterday by current Trump lawyer and man who's just as shocked as you are that he's allowed on TV. Yesterday, Rudy was on with Chuck Todd to defend the president, but things started out a little awkward.
Mr. Giuliani, welcome back to Meet the Press, sir.
Well, it's nice to be with you, Todd. How are you?
I'm okay. Let me start it's okay.
Yes. He called Chuck Todd Todd. Then corrected himself to Chris. That's the sort of attention of detail I look for in a lawyer. Your Honor, my client pleads Todd. I mean, Chris. I mean guilty. He's so guilty. I'm sorry, Your Honor, go on.
Do you believe the president could also pardon himself?
Well, it's not going to happen. So it's a hypothetical point. I think the presidential power, there's nothing that limits the presidential power of pardon from a federal crime.
He has a point. There's nothing in the Constitution that stops him. I mean, after all, it says in Article 2, Section 2, the president shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons, which I guess hypothetically includes himself? Huh. Is it too late to get that king back?
With no more king.
We're going to elect a president.
No more king.
He's going to do what the people want.
No more king.
We're going to run things our way.
No more king.
Nobody's going to tell us what to do.
And according to Giuliani, it goes further than just ending the investigation. He told the HuffPo, I don't know how you can indict the president while he's in office, no matter what it is, even if he shot James Comey.
President could authorize, and you don't know exactly where that power would be limited. You don't think it could include murder or other crimes.
So there it is. The president can commit any crime he wants. He's a one-man purge, which will make a great new campaign slogan, Trump 2020, I could kill you in your sleep. But it's true.
You could.
I could do it. I could these hands. But Giuliani says not to worry, adding, if he shot James Comey, he'd be impeached the next day. Of course. Of course. That would require House Republicans to impeach Trump. And is this, I'm being told we have a clip from the future of Paul Ryan responding to Trump shooting James Comey.
It's what he does. We've kind of learned to live with it.
Hey, remember that Trump Tower meeting attended by Don Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort, also known as Huey, Dewey, and Colludy? Well, before the election, after being promised dirt on Hillary Clinton, they met with Kremlin lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya. Once the news of this meeting became public, Don Jr. released a statement saying he was meeting about adoptions. They were hoping to find a loving family for Eric. Call now. Trump clearly wrote that statement for his son. You knew as soon as you read it. But if that were true, that would be obstruction of justice. So the president and his team have repeatedly denied having anything to do with it.
That is what they said, right?
So this letter admits some guilt, but it stresses that the president is not required to answer to the office of the special counsel or anyone else for his private affairs with his children. Yes, this is a sacred father-son bonding moment. We all remember when Dad would take you down to the old fishing hole and say, son, that's where I'm going to hide your body if you admit we colluded with the Russians. Don't tell your mother. Which one was she again? And Trump wasn't the only one lying to the American people. So were the liars who work for this liar. Take Trump lawyer and Jay Sekulow. He wrote the letter admitting Trump drafted Don Jr.'s statement, but that's not what he said on Meet the Press.
The president did not draft the response. The response came from Donald Trump Jr. The president was not involved in the drafting of the statement and did not issue the statement. It came from Donald Trump Jr.
Wow, he is good. Now, it's possible that Sekulow just got bum information from Trump. So either he was lying to us or the president was lying to him. Though, to be fair, it was probably both. And Sekulow's not alone. Sarah Huckabee-Sanders also denied it last year.
He certainly didn't dictate, but, you know, he, like I said, he weighed in, offered suggestion like any father would do.
Yes. Advice on hiding your crimes from the feds is what any father would do. I'm sorry, that's what any godfather would do. The point is, they've lied to us for a year, but now they've come clean and admitted that he dictated it. That I can believe. He does seem like a dictator.
All right, but let's make sure we're on the same page here. So Trump's legal team says the president can't obstruct justice. But even if he did obstruct justice, he can't be indicted. And even if somehow he is indicted, they've got a plan for that, too.
Mr. Trump's lawyers at the time argue the president cannot be subpoenaed or forced to testify under oath.
The idea is you can't interfere with him. Either from a point of view of indictment or question. He can't interfere with the president's time, his effort, his concentration. This isn't just theoretical. He's not sitting up there, you know, playing tiddlywinks. He's involved in four or five unbelievably historic negotiations right now.
I'm sorry, wait, what? Trump is too busy to testify? Get the out of here, man. No. You might be able to make that case for other presidents, but Trump? The dude has spent 600 days of his 500 days playing golf. Are you serious? His desk is so empty, it looks like no one's invented paper yet. He's fake-driven two trucks. Two! That man is busy? The man live-tweets Fox News' Jesse Waters. And look, I can understand live-tweeting Hannity. Okay, fine. But if you have time to live-tweet Jesse Waters, you have time to testify, okay? And I know at this moment, Trump is gonna say, oh, no, I'm not pardoning myself, but, you know, that's not my plan, I'm just putting it out there. But that's not how Trump works. Come on, we all know. I know that as soon as someone brings up prison and Trump realizes that he's gonna have to spend his days reading and working out, he's gonna be like, pardon. I'm using my pardon, folks. I'm using it all.
Pardon me.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Hey,
Thanks for the
song
from
Schoolhouse. Lynn Anderson, Bob Dylan, Pavement,
The Clash,
Bob Marley, Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Sanders,
our
cartoon
President
Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Jake Tapper, Anthony Scaramucci, Nicole Wallace, Ted Cruz, Charles Foster, Kane, Mitch McConnell, Brian
Williams,
Rudy Giuliani,
George
Stephanopoulos, Chuck Todd, Paul, Brian, Trevor, Noah,
Jay,
Sekulo, Kristen, Welker.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.